It's a Saturday afternoon and you've dragged me into your office down here in Dumbo. It's very pretty.
By your hair.
By
it
my hair.
It still looks good though.
No, I just saw my own hair in the bathroom mirror actually. So I just came in on the weekend because my producer forced me to. I hadn't looked in the mirror genuinely today. Somebody should have said something. You should have said something.
Wait, you really did not look in the mirror today at all?
No.
Yeah, how did you brush your teeth this morning?
I did. I just didn't see it. Like, it's just like a fog in the morning. No.
So, anyway, George Monbiot made a very important point on how we tend to use very disassociative words to describe the climate, and it lets us get away with not being accountable for climate change. He says professional ecologists should recruit poets and cognitive linguists and amateur nature lovers to help them find the words for what they cherish.
I love that. I mean, first of all, because poets are so broke and they need the money. But also, climate change is such a mild term for what's actually happening. Like, change is a real euphemism. And it's a real understatement as well.
Exactly. So, Monbiot made a fascinating vocab conversion chart that's been circulating the internet recently. It's a chart of all these alternative terms to existing climate vocabulary. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna list some words for you.
Okay.
And I want you to see if you can guess their alter ego. Ready?
Yep. So I need to guess. What do I need to guess? I think I wasn't ready. I think I'm just a people pleaser, so when someone says ready, I'm like, yes! Even though, like, absolutely, I don't know what you're talking about, Tamale.
I'm going to give you a climate term.
Okay.
And you're going to tell me what you think it should be. Try and guess what you think Monbiot's alternative term to climate change is, for example. Go.
Climate change. Okay. I would say climate catastrophe, climate mess, like climate disaster, like climate bomb.
I'm so impressed.
Climate bomb isn't good.
Well, that's the point. It's not supposed to be good. He said climate chaos, which then leads to climate breakdown, which sort of made me think of lots of little climates running around freaking out, and then like mama climate collapses because they just won't go to sleep.
Yeah, that's a really good way of putting it because it is like that, right? There's all these different cycles, all these ecological little circles that will lead to the bigger breakdown. There's not one solution because like chaos by its nature is just like a wild, varied mess. I wish if I said chaos. This is a note to the editor. Can you put in that I guessed the right answer, climate chaos? Thank you, Anne.
The editor is sitting right next to you, Maeve.
Okay. What's the next term?
Global warming.
Burning planet. Like, too hot to handle. Earth on fire.
Those are way better. Their suggestion was global overheating because global warming sounds kind of cozy.
Global warming does sound cozy. And also, I hate when people are like, well, I like global warming. I get to go out in the summer earlier. I don't need to wear my jacket today or whatever. But, you know, they're saying in 2060, there could be these like hot, humid periods where you will die if you're not in AC within 6 hours. And in desert countries, like desert regions, like my family in Dubai can't go outside at lots of, like during lots of the year because it's too hot. So yeah, it's already here. So then you like my panicky words?
Yeah, because they're accurate.
Okay.
It's poetic. All right, next one. Ready?
Yeah.
Fossil fuels.
Oh. I think sediment or buried deep or leave like dead, earth. Like now I know what fossil fuels are, is all the dead things that have sank down. And you should never dig up dead things and make them come back to life again. Like, if you read any Stephen King, if you know any basic horror premises, that will come back to bite you. And that's what we've been doing. We've just been digging up dead things and, like, setting them on fire and, like, lighting them back up again. And, of course, it's going to end badly.
It's so morbid.
I know.
Well, their response was Dirty Fuels, which sort of sounds like a good name for our goth punk band. Yes. We'd probably just have to wash a lot less.
Yes. And be like, Molly, can I borrow your purple lipstick? We're going to go on stage now as Dirty Fuels.
Do two more.
Okay.
Habitat destruction or deforestation? That's one.
How about wrecking nature? Or how about making animals homeless? Like forced displacement. But then I sound like a robot too if I say like forced displacement. But like, because people like weirdly love animals. So what about like, you know, ruining bunnies' lives.
Close. Ecocide.
Ecocide, right.
Ooh. I mean, it's heavy, isn't it?
I like ecocide because that's a more honest thing to say. Deforestation almost makes me think of, like, I'm getting my legs waxed. Or, you know, something like almost an improvement.
It sounds like they're destroying themselves.
Yeah. Like one day all the trees decided, you know what? We're just gonna lie down. But like it was a very deliberate, very human thing.
All right, last one. Natural infrastructure.
Natural infrastructure. Oh, see, this is the problem with, okay, I need to think, sorry. Why can't we just say home? Aww. Like, I'm not being corny. We all have to live here, and it's what, like, protects us, and it's all these systems that make it possible for us to live. So I would say home.
Yeah. Instead of, like, an umbrella term, he's suggested naming specific features, actually, like rivers, mountains, whole landscapes, because not all natural infrastructures are the same, Maeve.
So be more specific. Because again, when you broaden things out, it's harder to care.
Right.
But so, Kamali, I'm really glad we did this exercise because as like a writer and someone who talks about this stuff, I think it's really great for me to understand how powerful the language around it is. So thanks for putting this in front of my face.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to use climate chaos, and I think also, what was the other one that was really kind of vivid? Ecocide.
Yeah, ecocide
is really heavy. That's one I could hear myself like banging on about to my parents when I visit them.
I think we've got a lot of really solid song titles for our goth punk band. Same. Dirty Fuels.
Yeah,
I want to say it like that. Dirty Fuels.
Have you heard the new Dirty Fuels? It'd be like me and Mary in sort of all leather. Yeah.